Pope Benedict XVI marked Divine Mercy Sunday and paid homage to his predecessor John Paul II this Sunday in his Regina Caeli address, delivered from the balcony of his papal residence high in the Roman hills at midday.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
Greeting the crowds who filled the small courtyard, Pope Benedict invited them to join him Wednesday in St. Peter's Square for Mass marking the third anniversary of John Paul II's death. Describing his predecessor as an apostle of divine mercy, the Holy Father reflected on that unforgettable Saturday, April 2nd, 2005, when he closed his eyes to this world, which, pointed out Pope Benedict, was the eve of the second Sunday of Easter, commonly known as White Sunday or Domenica in Albis, but also Divine Mercy Sunday.
Della Divina Misericordia.
It was during Jubilee year 2000 when the beloved servant of God, John Paul II, decreed that on the first Sunday following Easter, the entire Church observe Divine Mercy Sunday. This was decreed on the same day the humble Polish nun and zealous messenger of Christ's mercy, Faustina Kowalska, was canonized.
Questo amore di misericordia illumina anche il volto della Chiesa.
Pope Benedict continued, his message, like that of St. Faustina's, leads back to the face of Christ, the supreme revelation of God's mercy. Mercy is, in reality, the core of the evangelical message. This love of mercy illuminates the face of the Church. All that the Church says and does is a manifestation of God's mercy for man. From divine mercy, which pacifies the heart, comes true peace in the world, peace among different peoples, cultures, and religions.
Al di fuori della misericordia di Dio, non c'è nessun'altra fonte di speranza per gli esseri umani.
In effect, the heart of Pope John Paul's long and multifaceted pontificate lies in that, said Pope Benedict. His entire mission in the service of the truth about God and man and peace in the world is summarized in this announcement which he made himself in Krakow Lagwiniki in 2002 when he inaugurated the Shrine of Divine Mercy. Apart from the mercy of God, there is no other source of hope for mankind. Many, observed Pope Benedict, noted the singular coincidence of the timing of his death with its Marian dimension, that of being the first Saturday of the month, and that of divine mercy.
Regina Caeli laetare, alleluia.
Regina Caeli laetare, alleluia.
Before taking his leave of the crowds, Pope Benedict thanked the residents of Castel Gandolfo village for their hospitality during his week's respite. The Holy Father then greeted all those who had gathered to pray the Regina Caeli with him before his return to the Vatican.
Upon each of you present and your families, I invoke God's blessings of happiness and wisdom.